This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode about the rise of YouTube. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. For many of us, YouTube has become a digital toolbox, a place where you can learn how to do almost anything with step-by-step visual instructions. Healthcare worker Mike Brown told us YouTube has helped him save money on car repairs.
I've learned to change the oil on my car. I've learned to change light bulbs. I've changed my brakes, rotors, and pad. If there's certain things that I could do myself, specifically for my car, that might save me money versus, you know, paying someone else to do it for me. So I think that's what led me to YouTube.
Why is YouTube so effective as a learning tool? John Medina is a developmental molecular biologist and the author of Brain Rules. He says we don't have a lot of research on this, but we do have some good guesses. Reason number one, we're visual creatures.
Half of the brain is devoted to visual processing, okay? 50% of the cortex is devoted to visual processing. It's the most of any sense that exists.
So the thinking is, when we see something, it grabs our attention faster, and we can process it more quickly.
If I write out the word, a sphere that's rotating, okay, that's fine. That's a lot of information.
We have to imagine this in our minds.
What if I just showed you a globe that's spinning? You'd get that instantly.
So video tutorials have a big leg up here compared with written instructions. The second reason they work so well? Motion.
We pay tons of attention to moving objects. If you have a complex piece of information and it's moving, your brain is just going to lock down onto it. And what is YouTube if it's not visual plus motion? Ergo, a lot of us think that's why you pay attention.
The visual aspect of YouTube, seeing something and then being able to replicate it, has helped Michael Murphy take his crochet game to the next level. He's learned how to make amigurumi, tiny stuffed yarn creatures that are adorable but also really hard to make. For example, Michael has mastered something that's at the start of many amigurumi patterns. It's called the magic ring.
And a magic ring is how you start everything when you're making amigurumi. And it's really confusing. And you've got to use both your hands. And it feels like you're contorting your hands in a very weird way.
So seeing this in a video was really helpful.
And have several different people on YouTube showing me how to do it so that I could figure out the best way that fit my needs and how my hands work.
That segment was produced by Christina Brown.